Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome inside Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Bob Pompiani here with Seth Davis behind the glass, and Seth will be taking your calls. If you call first, it's 412-928-9370. We have a very busy and a very interesting weekend ahead here, and thank you for joining us here this morning. 412-928-9370, that is the number to call. It's also the number of the Fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Our show is brought to you by the good people of Number One Cochran. Shop 24/7 with expressway cochran.com. Ride in style and go one better at Number One Cochran. PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. And Sandorovich, Sandorovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. We have a busy day. As I said, the big item is the Steelers and the Eagles tomorrow. And all of a sudden, this injury report is looking more and more daunting for the Steelers. Not only is George Pickens out, but now Deshaun Elliott is out, both dealing with hamstrings. Larry Ogunjobi out. You wonder about the run defense, and a lot of it will fall on Patrick Queen now, as the Steelers got to deal with Saquon Barkley. And what a season. I mean, the dude is just off the charts here. He's embarking on historic numbers. But you know what? It's interesting. Both of these teams are as hot as they can get. It's the first time in a long time we have two teams from the same state meeting head-to-head, both with over 10 wins. And that made me think about Governor Josh Shapiro. He is the presiding governor here, so he has to, you know, work both sides, and that's what politicians are supposed to do anyway. They work both sides. He'll be calling in here shortly. I just want to get his take on what his thoughts are in this game, and I wanted to also ask him any updates about the NFL draft coming to Pittsburgh in 2026. In the meantime, you can call here at 412-928-9370. We have a lot to get into. I want to talk about this matchup. It is a five-star matchup. That's how Mike Tomlin likes to refer to these things. And when you look at the numbers since week six of this season, almost really identical. The Steelers are 7-1 since week six. The Eagles are 9-0. You know, they've won all nine in a row of these games. But if you look at the points per game, the Steelers actually average more points per game in games since week six, 28.9 versus 28.4. But the point differential is in favor of Philadelphia, as they're plus 118. The Steelers are plus 66. Turnovers, and this is the key department for the Steelers. They lead the NFL in takeaways. They have plus 13, where the Eagles are plus 10. Everything else is pretty much even. So these are two hot teams. But again, you're in a situation now where you have one team that's banged up here, and that's using that term lightly. Because when you think about it, George Pickens represents a lot of what the Steelers do on offense. We saw that in play last week. And to their credit against Cleveland, and Cleveland is no Philadelphia defensively, the Steelers dug deep and they came up with performances from people like Mike Williams and Calvin Austin and Van Jefferson and others. But I got to tell you, the one area of concern for me is, and I want to see this become an area of an exclamation point, that would be Pat Freiermuth at tight end. because he has been used, and when he's used, he's going to make things happen. I don't think there's any question about that. His last three games, now you add these all together, 14 targets, 13 catches, 175 yards. So he's been targeted 14 times, 13 catches. To me, that just screams for more activity. He has been really good, especially that throw that Russell Wilson made to him last week over the middle of the field, just splitting two defenders and putting it right on the money. That was a great throw and a good route. And so I would utilize him far more than they are. I think 14 times in three games is not enough. So let's see what they do, especially with no George Pickens in there. But they're going to have to come up with big efforts here. I think the offensive line is going to be tested like it hasn't been tested against a really good defense. The one matchup I look at specifically that could, you know, really decide this maybe is Mason McCormick, the rookie. He has been a dog out there. There's no question about that. But he's going against an even bigger dog in Jalen Carter, second-year man out of Georgia. They have a lot of Georgia dogs on that team, as a matter of fact. Jalen Carter has been wrecking people up. So, you know, Mason McCormick's going to have his hands full, and we'll see what the Steelers can do. This may be an Arthur Smith challenge to come up with some things that we haven't seen and they haven't seen so far. But the Eagles are favored in this game, and the Steelers right now, you know, leading their division by two games, but the Ravens have a game against the Giants who have been terrible, so you would expect them to win, although I have to caution you, the Ravens have lost some games you thought they should have won also in this crazy world. But it is the first of three games in 11 days. And that's, you know, sort of unprecedented here when you talk about it. So the Steelers have got to navigate what they can navigate here in these three games. And it's not going to be easy. Physical game this week, physical game next week, heading into a very short week against the Kansas City team, which defensively is better than I think people think. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. So we'll continue to talk about some of the trends in this game because I think it's interesting to break it down this late into the season. Philadelphia is looking for the number one seed. When you look at possibilities of getting number one seeds, you know, they don't have the greatest opportunity because they're dealing with Detroit Lions. Although Detroit has a busy game this week against Buffalo, which is also thinking about a number one seed. After losing, Buffalo needs to rebound. They went out west and got involved in a very high-scoring affair against the Rams, who beat them. But Buffalo came on strong at the end of that game. They got the Lions tomorrow in Detroit. The Lions are looking for number one seed. So is Buffalo. But Buffalo cannot afford to lose. Detroit is a banged-up team as well. So these games will be going opposite one another, which I think is a very interesting thing to think about here because normally you don't find two games like this matched up at the same exact time. Here's another thing that I'm looking forward to seeing. Who will have a bigger second half in this game? Two guys who've been really good in the second half. Russell Wilson for Pittsburgh, Saquon Barkley for Philadelphia. When you look at it, Russell Wilson in the second half this year, passing yards per game is third in the NFL. Passing yards per attempt is first in the NFL. Quarterback passer rating in the second half of games. He is number one in the NFL, 121.5. He gets better as the season goes on. But so does Saquon Barkley, who in the second half of games has been off the charts with his numbers. In fact, most of his numbers have come in the second half, and he's very good at yards after contact here. So the question will be who in the second half of games will step up and who will make it important for the team that they play for to put this game away. So you have two really good second half performers. I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Another thing I want to hear is if you had to give an MVP right now. Now, typically this is not a complicated thing, right? It isn't. Tell me who you think your MVP of the team is. But I will throw in some praise here for Chris Boswell. And I know kickers don't normally do this. But when you look at some of the disparity of kicking numbers around the NFL, it's crazy. Chris Boswell is number one in the NFL. He leads him in points. But where he's been really good at, and you don't see this normally with kickers, is long-distance kicks. I'm going to do a, you know, compare and contrast here real quick. Jake Elliott for Philadelphia, he's really struggled. And this could, you know, in one score games, man, this is big. Jake Elliott is 0 for 5, 50-plus yards this year. 0 for 5. He's missed some point afters. Boswell of his 36 field goals, 11 have been over 50 yards. That could very well come down to how this game goes. 412-928-9370. Let's go to the lines, find out what people have to say, beginning with AJ in Natrona Heights. Hello, AJ. How are you?
Good day to you. Always a pleasure to call in on when you're on, Bob.
Thank you, AJ. Appreciate it. What's up, man?
There's a lot to talk about with this game, but I want to focus on Pickens. I think it'll say a lot if they lose even closely on Sunday without him, in terms of how quickly they bring him back. But I have a little theory I want to run by you here, and I've been talking to people about this. You know, it doesn't seem like he's real responsive thus far to counsel, you know, in terms of Cam, in terms of even his teammate Jones from Georgia. And this might be a little too much speculation, but I certainly think it's worth considering that he might be kept out if they win Sunday another week, even if he's healthy. We may never know.
No, I'm going to shoot that down, AJ. That's not the case. A lot of people want to say that, but that's not the case. He legitimately has this injury, and they would be crazy not to play him because of this kind of stuff. I think Mike Tomlin, when he does discipline, he does it internally. And I thought if you saw him on the sideline last week, I don't think he was not disengaged. If anything, he was into the game, knowing that, you know, this hamstring, they did an MRI, and they decided that it was a little bit worse than they thought going into that game. So hamstrings are different things. And even Deshaun Elliott, out of the blue, there's this hamstring. It could happen at any time. But I hear what you're saying. He does have to grow up. Mike Tomlin used those words. But I think his response to all of this will tell you where he is.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, AJ. Appreciate it. All right, let's go as we wait for the governor. We're going to go out to Gus in Beaver County. Joins us on line 6. Hello, Gus.
Bob, it's a hockey night in Pittsburgh, and I want to wish Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, your family, and all the listeners.
You as well. Thank you.
Bob, I'm very disappointed in Tristan Jarry. He does not know how to get ready for a game. Every game, or let's say 90% of the game, he gives up either the first or second shot is a goal. Then if the Penguins are down by 3 goals or more, he plays lights out. It's very inconsistent. The team is starting to do better, but I can't believe the parity and mediocrity in the division of hockey that the Penguins play in. There's like 11 teams all within a point of each other. It's going to be a very interesting race to the playoffs.
But you pick up, Gus, I'm just going to interrupt you. This is kind of a weird time to talk about Tristan Jarry, just because I think he's been better than he was before he was set down. Don't you agree?
He has been, Bob. I won't take that away from him. But like I said, you can't come out almost every game, give up the first or second shot on goal and get behind. That's not a good thing. And with the lack of goaltending throughout the whole league, everyone is struggling in goal. I'm a Tristan Jarry fan, Bob. Let me put that out front. I'd like to see him maybe in his preparation or whatever he does come out strong and help the team out early in the game so they don't get down. But there are some promising signs here, Bob, with the Pens. I like a lot of the young people we got playing, and some of the trades look like they're working in the right direction. There is hope. Especially the way the league is. There's so much parity.
Yeah. Thank you, Gus. And Merry Christmas. I appreciate it. But, they got a big game tonight against Ottawa after really routing Montreal the other night, 9-2. And I'll say a lot about Brian Rust as I continue here. Bill, Martin, Rick, and Joe, hang on. You'll be on the lines here. But first, I'm going to go to a special guest we have. That would be the governor of the state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, who joins us right now. And I know you're a busy man, Governor. I appreciate your time here. But I couldn't help but think this is an interesting position for a governor to be in. You have two teams, both of which have 10-plus wins. It doesn't happen like this very often. You have to go back a lot of years. So your take on this, and you have to navigate your waters, I would imagine, a little bit.
No, man. First off, Bob, it's great to be on with you. And I think there's no navigating or diplomacy in sports. You just got to be loyal to your teams, and you got to love your teams. And that's what I try and do. I appreciate the fact that the Steelers are having a hell of a season, and the Birds are having a hell of a season. I mean, you got to 11-2 and a 10-3 team going at it from the same state in what I'm calling the Pennsylvania Bowl, though I don't think anybody else is actually calling it that.
Mike Tomlin seems to indicate that. He's talking WPIAL versus PIAA here.
I love it. And let me tell you, he is an unbelievable coach. And the Steelers organization is amazing. I'm reminded every time I'm in Western PA, you know, which is easily once a week, folks are reminding me that they got 6 rings out there to the Birds 1. So they love to put it in my face. And I think the chief cheerleader for the Steelers, of course, is my Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis, who always loves to bring the trash talk.
He does. So I'm curious to know, I mean, you're I'm sure you're talking to a lot of people in different parts of the state. When someone asks you about rooting interests, that must put you in a tough dilemma. What do you say to them when they say, well, who do you like in this game? You can analyze it all you want and come up with a conclusion based on that, but as far as rooting interest.
No, I'm a real honest sports fan. I think there's no BS in your way through sports. I'm an Eagles fan, and I'm happy to cheer for the Steelers when they're not playing the Birds, and I do cheer for the Steelers, but I'm an Eagles fan, and I got the Eagles on Sunday. But I'll tell you what, I'm also a huge diehard Pitt Panthers fan. 2 of our kids go there. Love Pitt Panthers. I just think you got to be honest about your sports allegiance. And I am a big time sports fan. I am excited, not just for the fact that this is a game featuring 2 amazing teams, both from Pennsylvania. I think that there's some really wonderful storylines in this game. I mean, you've got the incredible defensive line of the Steelers going up against really, I think, probably the best offensive line in football right now with the Birds. I mean, to see T.J. Watt going up against Lane Johnson on every play is going to be amazing. I think the resurgence, the rebirth, whatever word you want to say, on Russell Wilson is super exciting. I mean, he has led this team with just a veteran quality. He's amazing. And you got Jalen Hurts on the Birds side, who, you know, clearly needs to throw the ball downfield more. How the 2 of them sort of compete against each other is going to be exciting. The Birds have Saquon Barkley, who's poised to shatter records this year. How does that defensive line of the Steelers stop Saquon? I mean, I don't know that you can fully stop him, but how do you try and contain him to under 100 yards? I think there's a lot of really interesting storylines here on 2 really, really great teams. And I'm proud as hell that they're both from Pennsylvania.
No, I think it'd be great. Here's another thing I've been waiting for, is a Philadelphia-Pittsburgh Super Bowl. This could be a year.
Oh, my God. That would be unbelievable. I mean, I don't want to jinx anything, but these are 2 great teams. I mean, I think you got to figure out, how do the Birds get past the Lions? How do the Steelers get past the Bills and the Chiefs? I mean, they're both great teams. And I think they could do it. It's just, I think one of these teams is going to come out with a lot of momentum after this win this weekend. And the other one's going to have to figure out how they dust themselves off and just keep rolling, because they're both playing really hot right now.
Well, I have to admire your honesty here, because I thought you might come on here and not say you're an Eagles fan, but you're not shying away from that. But I know what you feel about both teams. So let me ask you this one thing, and I know you're a busy man, so I do appreciate the time. The draft is coming up here in 2026. I know you've been very much involved in it, and I know the Steelers have, you know, moved this thing. It's going to be such a huge event. You have any updates or any information you can provide to people of Pittsburgh about what's going on with draft preparation?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me say, I worked my tail off on trying to twist Roger Goodell, the football commissioner's arm, to bring the draft to Pittsburgh, and not only bring it to Pittsburgh, but bring it in 2026 when America is celebrating our 250th anniversary. And of course, Pennsylvania was at the center of all of that. So we worked really, really hard to bring it here, not only because I'm a huge football fan, huge sports fan, but also because I think it is critical for the economic vibrancy and rebirth of Pittsburgh. You know, I've been working hard on that with our downtown work and many other things. So I think it is really important that we landed the draft. Detroit, which hosted it last year, had about 800,000 people show up. So even if we just hit that mark, and I think Pittsburgh can do it better than Detroit, you're talking about restaurants, bars, hotels, everything just being full, money being made for our employees out there. It's going to be really exciting, and it's just another feather in the cap of Pittsburgh, which is a great football town. So we all worked hard on that. And I got to say, hats off to Art Rooney, David Morehouse, the entire team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who put together a hell of a package to get that done. This has been a team effort. We made some commitments to revitalize Point State Park and to do some other infrastructure work leading into 2026. And I can tell you all of that is on track. We have expended the dollars at the state level that are going to be necessary to do that work. The city is doing its part. County is doing its part. And of course, the Steelers are leading the way. So I'm feeling really good about where we are. I'm staying in close touch with Roger Goodell, the commissioner, to make sure they have everything they need. And I think really the only question now is, who's picking last in the first round of that draft, the Eagles or the Steelers? I'm hoping one of them is picking last.
Maybe the last two. That would
there
be interesting.
Go.
Hey, Governor, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it. I know people are excited about what that means. And I think even though Detroit was great and all these other, they have Green Bay this year, I'm sure that would be great because it's a terrific football town. Something about Pittsburgh and the way it shows up on television is unmatched.
Amazing.
I don't think there'll be any question about that. But thank you very much for the time. Happy holidays to you, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
Hey, you got it, Bob. Thanks for having me on. To everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Governor. Thank you so much. That's Josh Shapiro from his, well, he loves the Eagles. I knew that going in. I give him credit. A lot of people say, well, you're going to have him on a Pittsburgh radio station. He's going to talk neutral. No, he wants both to do well, obviously. All right, we have people holding on, so I'm going to get to you real quick before we take a break here. So we're going overtime, but we're doing it because I don't want to see you wait too long. Martin in Uniontown is up. Hey, Martin, you get to follow the governor. How are you?
Hey, Bob, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year first.
Thank you. You too.
And, Bob, now look, I look at it this way. I think if the Steelers just take one game at a time, like Mike Tomlin told, nobody's going to hand you that Super Bowl. You got to go out and earn it. And if they play intelligently and smart and don't make mistakes, they should be okay.
All right, Martin. Especially against them on the road. Thank you for the call and happy holidays. They got to be flawless in this game. In fact, the point spread indicates where people are thinking. It's going to be difficult for me to think the Steelers can go in there and win. But, Russell Wilson has this thing about him where he doesn't lose in Philly. He's 6-0 all time, but 4-0 in Philadelphia. And he's a big part of this. But he's going to be minus George Pickens. They have a tremendous offense and the best defense the Steelers are going to face this year. So it will be interesting to see how they navigate. Now, if you're going to talk about losses and what this would do, it's a non-conference loss. So that won't hurt them in terms of tiebreakers in the division. A bigger game is the one next week against Baltimore, followed by Kansas City. If you're looking for whether or not the Steelers can get, a first-round bye, because it's still available. If they should win tomorrow, they have an opportunity. Let's say that Kansas City, they've been living a charmed life, man. You can make a case they could have 6 losses this year, how they've gone, but they won those games. They could stumble along the way, and if they do, a head-to-head meeting against Kansas City could be the thing that separates them. So I'm not going to rule that out at all. I think it's still viable, but a lot will depend on what's going on here tomorrow and whether or not they could survive this game in Philadelphia. Bill in Uniontown. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Yes. I like to know when Russell Wilson leaves Pittsburgh, who's going to be the first-string quarterback? Will it be Justin Fields?
All right, Bill, thank you. I'll answer that. First of all, they got to decide what they're going to do at the end of the season. Both those guys can do as they please. They're both going to be free agents. Russell Wilson is being paid by Denver. Whether or not the Steelers want to match numbers, and I'm not sure what the proper contract would look like there. I think they want him around, but it just takes two to tango, as they say, and you got to figure out what the number is. Could a 3-year, $100 million deal make sense to both sides? Something of that nature, because he is getting up there in age. Midseason next year will be 37. And with respect to what he's done, you can see what age does to people. It's just a natural phenomenon, unless your name is Cam Hayward. Then it doesn't affect you at all. 412-928-9370. Let's squeeze in Joe in Verona. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, Bob. Merry Christmas to your family and
you
happy
too.
New Year and a healthy one.
Thanks.
Listen, I'm going another way. I know it's all Steelers and Eagles, but I've talked to you many times. I told you I'm in my 80s now. And diehard Pirate fan. So I enjoy watching the baseball meetings. And so I got the trade about Ortiz and this kid from Toronto. And as all the guys who were talking were just obsessed with Ortiz, that he's going to be a great one because Cleveland knows how to develop and he's only 25. And I look at all these $765 million and the Yankees and the Dodgers. That's all they had on all week. And the Cubs and San Francisco and the Mets. And then we have our nutting, and Jason last night, you know, he again defended the money. Well, he's a billionaire, and like you say, forget that small market. It's time to do a little bit, and he won't. It's going to be 95 million payroll when it should be 150, and he still wouldn't lose, even if he broke even. Give something to the city of Pittsburgh, and like you say many times, Bob, baseball is so broken, it makes me really sick, and thanks for taking my call,
Joe, Bob. I appreciate it. Hopefully they'll get something going for you, but that's what it's going to take. There's no question. There's no reason not to spend, especially we talked about this window they have. They have a window. They have some young pitchers. Ortiz, I thought, was going to be part of it. Horwitz is an interesting character to me. He can do some things. But if he's your first baseman, you know, I saw Kyle Tucker on the market. He was traded to the Cubs, the Yankees. A lot of teams are interested. Make a trade like that. He's 27. What would shy the Pirates away is the fact that he has one more year on a contract and he's embarking on something big. He has been a terrific hitter for them. He's a really good outfielder. I would have loved to see them make a trade for Kyle Tucker just because it had nothing to do with whether or not he was going to be here this year. He would be. Now you try to figure out a deal that makes sense, and don't be shy about spending $150 to $200 million on an outfielder who I think is probably going to command that. We'll see. One more quick call. I'm sorry, Seth. I'm way over, but I don't like people waiting because I appreciate you calling. Dylan and Cranberry before we go to break. Hey, Dylan, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how are you? Just want to say, I think unless Russell Wilson goes on a tear the rest of the season, the team MVP needs to go to Boswell. Look at what Justin Tucker's done in Maryland or has not done. He's cost the Ravens three games this
year. He's not
the
only one. Everyone in the AFC North, whether it's Hopkins or McPherson, they all have missed critical kicks.
All critical kicks, and Boswell's just been a stud. Say what you want. I think this postseason will be rather interesting. Whether the Steelers and the Eagles are in the big dance at the end, we still do not know, but Boswell's got to be the team MVP unless Russell Wilson goes on a tear of these last four games. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dylan. All right. We'll get more calls. 412-928-9370 is the number. But I'll ask you for your team MVP. This is award season in the NFL as we get closer to the finish line, especially team awards. So who is your MVP? I'll make a big case for Chris Boswell winning games where they didn't score touchdowns. I think he should absolutely get consideration. But is he the most valuable? Or is it Russell Wilson? Or is it T.J. Watt? Or is it Cam Hayward? Who would you give it to? And while we're at it, we may as well throw in your biggest disappointment of the season or your biggest surprise of this season. All of these are on the table for you at 412-928-9370. We will continue. I want to remind you first to support the sponsors of this program because I certainly want to thank them. Number one, Cochran does a great job over the years. They got so many dealerships, and they can make things happen for you. Expressway at Cochran.com. Also, Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, Ireland Contracting, and, of course, the good people of PNC Bank, where you can really make your finances easy. Really. With the virtual wallet, it's made. I'm not a good math guy, but this makes it easy for me. I never make a mistake because they don't make a mistake. That's PNC.com. We'll come back with more calls on the way here. Bob Pompeiani along with Seth Davis behind the glass. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I'm a fan. Rolling along on a beautiful, cold Saturday morning. It's football weather. It's in the air, and we got you covered tomorrow on KDKA-TV, our pregame show, 11:30 in the morning, as always. It's the BetMGM Steelers kickoff. Charlie Batch and I in the studio. Rich Walsh, Jerry Dulac on site in Philadelphia. After the game, I know it's going to be late. We'll be on KDK Plus. Chris Hoke and I break it all down for you. You'll have a chance to call into that special edition of the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. And then we wrap it all up with the number one Cochran Sports Showdown tomorrow night. Chris Muller will be joining me, and we'll be live with that show. Will Graves, and for the first time, Mike DeCourcy, outstanding journalist with the Sporting News, will make his debut on the Showdown. That's tomorrow night after the late news on KDKA. In the meantime, man, it's some of these numbers are almost identical since week six of the season. If you break these down, Pittsburgh offense, Philadelphia offense has been outstanding, both of them. The Eagles and Steelers are first and second in rush attempts per game. So, I mean, that tells you a lot about what they like to do, both teams. They want to run the ball. When you have Saquon Barkley, I still can't believe that the Giants would let him go. It's hard for me to imagine, but they did. Worst case scenario, he goes to a team in their own division, and boom, the rest is history. Now he's embarking on a record. Eric Dickerson has the record, but he's like, I think he has to average 120 yards a game over the next four to get there. The way he's going, though, I would not be surprised. And normally when you put up those kinds of numbers, you're going to be the MVP of the league, even when you have quarterbacks normally dominating. Which leads to my question. Award season Steelers, if you had to pick team awards, give me your MVP, give me your rookie of the year, give me your biggest surprise and disappointment. Let's go to Greg in Youngstown, who's on the air right now. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going? I'll give you real quick. Wilson MVP, that middle linebacker, what's his name? Isn't he Wilson too? Whatever his name is.
For rookie, you're going to pick him over Frazier?
Yeah, I'm taking him, yeah. Yeah, he made big plays. Frazier's good, but this guy's really came through.
You haven't noticed Frazier as much, though, because he does what he does on an offensive line that doesn't normally get the attention I think it deserves.
Yeah, Peyton Wilson, I'm taking him. Okay. And then most disappointing is Fitzpatrick. I mean, if he doesn't pick up his game, he has to be gone. They're going to have to let him go next year.
Wait. Before you say that, I get what you're saying because you're looking at statistics, right, only? And I agree, he needs to be more active. I'd love to see him schematically more involved, but what they're asking him to do does affect what he does. Right?
I saw Troy play and Donnie Shaw play and Cardinal Lake play. He's not even in their class.
Yeah, but that's that was a LeBeau blitz first all over the place from all angles. Blitzburg versus what it is
he's
now.
He's got to make plays. I mean, I'm sorry, Bob. You could put anybody in center field. You're not going to pay a guy $18 million and not pay Russell Wilson.
I hear that, and I agree that he needs to be more involved in that sort of thing, but I also wouldn't discount what he means in the middle of the field. But go ahead. Who else? Who's your biggest disappointment? Well, him. Okay.
And Wilson's the MVP. Russell Wilson. If we don't have Russell Wilson, we don't even come
okay. Would you consider
playoff.
Roman Wilson to be another Wilson to be the biggest disappointment? And I say that
no,
he's injured,
he's a
so
rookie.
It's hard for
he's
me.
A
to,
rookie.
I know that, but he's the 84th overall pick. I would expect him to be out. He's been gone all season. I know he's injured, and I don't want to. All right, that makes sense.
It's not going to make the season. It's not. He wasn't going to make our season. Hey, number two about the game, real quick. What they got to do is totally commit to the run. Just try to shut Barkley down or slow him down and Hurst. And what I would do is I would put Porter against Brown and say, listen, man, here's a game where you get physical because he's going to be physical. You like getting physical with receivers. This is your guy. And I think because they're going to try to throw the ball to Brown tomorrow. And I think this is Porter's big game. I think if he shows up and he plays really good, we have a chance to win because I think we're going to take the run out a little bit. But he's going to try to throw it to Brown like he did last time against us. And he killed us last time. Mm-hmm. Throwing to Brown.
That was 2 years ago when Jalen Hurts had four touchdown passes and no interceptions against the Steelers in his first
and Brown destroyed right. us. And real quick about the Pirates. Let's say real quick. If you're Bob Nutting, right, and you got schemes, and you're a businessman, why don't you spend $125 or $150 million on your team for the next 3 years, and then if you win a World Series, maybe you could sell your team for twice as much. Maybe that would
absolutely 100%. Thanks, Greg. You're right on that, and you're right on Joey Porter. This is going to be the matchup, especially with this little internal strife that they have. Graham saying that Jalen Hurts and Brown are getting into it a little bit. Okay, you're going to see them just like when things get crazy over here in Pittsburgh, and sometimes you immediately target the guy who needs to be involved. We saw that earlier with Pickens. You've seen a lot with Antonio Brown. You've seen a lot with. It doesn't matter the wide receiver. So I would expect that, and I do agree because A.J. Brown is a bigger guy, that these officials are going to let them play. And if they let them play, Joey Porter can be physical with him, should be physical with him, has the ability to stay with him. I know that they got this circled, this matchup. It's going to be the, one of the most interesting matchups to have. Zane is in the car, and he joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Zane.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Happy holidays
you too.
To you and your family.
Appreciate it.
I just want to make a case for my disappointment of the year. It's not even a player. I would say it's Omar Khan. I understand getting rid of Deontay being a cancer, and he didn't even want to be here. But him taking in the first round of the draft a left tackle for the second year in a row, who they converted to right tackle, passing up on Brian Thomas Jr. when they only had Pickens and Austin on their wide receiver, in their wide receiver room. I just don't get that. He's having an outstanding year as a rookie. He led the nation in yards per catch and touchdowns playing alongside neighbors. I just don't understand.
Well, first of all, I think you're, if you're using that as your only judgment of Omar, then there's a lot more good that he's done than that. But I do agree that they've undervalued maybe a number two receiver, and they've been chasing it ever since. But before you knock the Deontay Johnson trade, look at Dante Jackson and what he's done
for them.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's also the part of that trade that you have to remember. Five interceptions, not many cornerbacks in the NFL have that, and he's been a very good complement for Joey Porter. So that's that. But, yes, I think if you're going to look at a disappointing part of what he's done, it would have to be that. But again, bringing in two new quarterbacks, before you write off – I mean, I understand Troy Fatano is going to be very, very important for them. If he and Jones eventually – because Moore's probably going to get a bigger contract someplace else. If those two guys – and they have that in the back of their mind. They know that certain guys are going to leave just because of the money involved. And, you know, they're trying to allocate a different route. You're going to have this offensive line – mostly be very young and athletic.
Yeah.
And in time, absolutely. that may look like a very good pick. I get the Thomas thing, and they're a wide receiver. There are a lot of wide receivers. You can get wide receivers in every round if you want to. And,
right.
You know, they were counting on Roman Wilson, back to my point about him. If he had been playing and done something, maybe you would have a different view of this, but I understand your comment. And, of all the things, that would be the thing right now that stands out.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you, Zane. Let's go to Mike in Shaler Township. Mike. What's going on?
Hey, hello, my brother Bob. Got a few things for you. This is never going to happen in Steelers history, but this will be the ultimate time to do this. The old Pirate Sunday lineup. Let everybody rest. Make sure you don't get injured.
You can get injured getting out of your car, Mike. Look what happened to George Pickens and look what happened to Deshaun Elliott. These hamstrings could come out in practice.
I get it. All right.
But I'm saying, so I don't. I, if you do that, you're asking you better than win the next two games. Because you're going to go from potentially winning your division to being a fifth, sixth wild card. I don't want to go there. If they haven't up, the road is in front of them right now, and I'm not going to lessen any of these games. This is just as important if you're looking for seeding, home playoff games, all that kind of stuff.
Wow, you're asking a lot. But, hey, anyway, MVP.
Well, let me ask you something real quick. You say rest. Who would you rest? Mike, who would you rest since your scenario is resting everyone? Who would you rest?
My God, first off, Bob, the odds of winning this game are low. Okay, let's just face it. We're playing the Eagles.
But would you surrender unconditionally?
You know what? Every once in a while, you get a Willie Parker game from days gone by where – you know, you play Buffalo last game of the season where you have nothing to lose, so you play the Sunday lineup, and you know what? You win. I mean,
if you do that and they lose, and then next week you lose at Baltimore and you lose the division result.
Doo-doo.
Right. Yeah. That's why you don't do it.
Okay,
give me your MVP and all that stuff.
MVP, Golden Toe, Boswell, Rookie of the Year, Zach Frazier. Pirates, okay, Bob Nutting, he's a slumlord. He has slumlord mentality. Slumlords buy cheap houses, get a great rate of return. They're happy no matter what the house looks like. They don't care if it's falling down. They're making a great rate of return. His mother was the same way in the panhandle of West Virginia. She was a slumlord. They're billionaires.
Hey, listen, the philosophy. Mentality. Mike, thanks for the call. What I will say about that is, when you become an owner of he's a smart man. There's no doubt about that. He's made a lot of money. He's a smart businessman. Business and baseball is different, and it always will be. if you get your hands on a team, you do it so that you can win. The motivation is to win. It's not to treat it as if you're running some sort of regular company, whatever that may be. This is about trying to do something for a city that has given you a lot, and it's time to do it. It's been time to do it, but now it's more than ever. But based on what we see, they haven't done a whole bunch, and I don't know what they're going to do. I would have been all in on this Kyle Tucker thing. Absolutely. I would have given up a lot to get him to, and I would have signed him to an extension and make it so that he has to say yes to it. That's just me. I'm spending the money because I want to see it. Look, there's improvements going on right now. If you go to PNC Park, all on the outside, they're making it better. Why are they doing it? It's part of their business plan, right? Why can't that translate into what goes on the field? Try to take that same, we're going to repair this on the field. Put it to your roster. 412-928-9370. Well, due for a break. We'll take it right now. Come back right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.